so. And oh, that is my thing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. What's wrong over here? Thank you. Thank you. We acting janky this morning. Good morning. Hey, y'all. Hey. What we got going on this morning? Good morning to you. Oh, good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. Good morning to you. Ooh. Oh my God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ooh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning. Hey, y'all. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, my goodness, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. There we go. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift up the name of Jesus. Let me see who's here this morning. Roll call. That's what I feel like doing. Hey, y'all. Hey, Instagram. Good morning. Feel like, hey, Quita. Good morning. Roll call. Sure. What's up, Kirby? Good morning, Kirby. Good morning, Jerrica. Good morning, Patricia. Hey, Cherie. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, Kelly. Good morning, Katina. Good morning, Sharice. Good morning, Teresa. Good morning, April. Good morning, Deshauna. Good morning, Katina. Good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, Sonia. How y'all doing this morning? Good morning, Julia, Nisi, Jessica. Hey, Margie. Good morning, Julia. Yeah, come on. We're going to give God some praise this morning. We're going to get started. I'm going to ask, as a matter of fact, I'm going to read something over us this morning instead of our prayer. And it's a delight in God's word, right? Instead of my normal prayer, I want to read something. I feel in my heart I need to read Psalms over you. It is a long Psalms, but y'all know how I pray too. So I'm going to read that over y'all in this morning. Do me a favor, share the video. Remember, it's Friday. Go on and tag and invite people in real quick. Real quick. Oh, let me do my sharing. I haven't even done my sharing yet. Tell me something good. Woo, come on. Tell me something good that's happening for you. Tell me something grateful. Gonna give God some praise and some glory this morning while I share. I'm going to share the video. I'm going to get the video out there, put it out in the community, in my land. Go on and share something with me this morning that God has just done for you. He woke you up this morning. Come on. He started you on your way. You have health this morning. Come on. You have the activities of your limbs. Come on, y'all. Tell me something good this morning. Come on. Tell yourself something good this morning. Tell yourself, talk to yourself about how you're going to overcome. Ooh, come on. I'm going to overcome today. Ooh, I'm overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Come on, ma. It's going to be a good day. Oh, my God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Woo! Thank you, Lord God. God is faithful. Oh my God. God is faithful. God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. And guess what? I'm not going to walk around today as if I'm afraid. Woo! Come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Talk to him this morning. Bless his name. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. My God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Vanessa said she is grateful for her new apartment and that overcoming is near. Come on. Cherie says she prays God that she feels better and she is relieved from all her allergies. Come on. Margie said, thank Jesus. It's going to be a good day for her. Come on, y'all. Oh, my God. I love those. I call them happies. Masa said he has been blessing her with her strength. Come on. Okay, Valerie, we'll get you some more journals. Okay, we'll get you some more. Tell me how many more you want. Let's go for it. My cousin Valerie said she got her prayer journal. She needs more. Thank you, Lord, for that. Oh my God. Come on. The rest of y'all, they're on their way. Oh my God. What are you thankful for? Share something. Come on. Share something. You're grateful. Last night. Woo! Y'all, come on. Y'all know how I am about my babies. Let me tell y'all something. Last night, not only did Josiah walk, baby. Josiah danced. Josiah sang. Josiah acted. Y'all, last night, not only did Josiah walk, y'all should have seen my baby on the stage opening night. He just walked, baby. He danced. He rolled. He whatever. Like, he was all over the place. I'm just so grateful. It was so good to see him on stage. It was so good to see him acting. It was so good. One of my friends was like, I didn't even know that boy could sing. I said, me neither. But like, he was there. He was in full effect. Friends was coming up. They were looking. We did not get to video it, but I think it's going to be on afterwards for my friends that are not here. So he just walked, y'all. And if you're new to the devotional, my baby was in a struggle. We were in a season. So he just walked. He danced. He sung. He gave a performance. So I'm just grateful at the faithfulness of God. And God is faithful to Josiah and Lakeisha and Julia and Monique and Jerrica and Lavenda and Masa and Teresa. Come on, y'all. And Cheryl and Margie and Sandra and Valerie and Kirby. Sandra's granddaughter sung. It is a part of the musical. She did an amazing job. And Courtney and Teresa and Deshauna and Lexis and Teresa, come on, and Katina and Michelle, come on, and Landa. God is so faithful to us. And so we should be celebrating him this morning, and we should be glorifying him. So I want to read this Psalms over you, and then I'm going to get into the word today. This is Psalms 119. It's a little lengthy, but I promise you that as I read it, it's going to be faithful. Stassi says she's thankful for love. Oh my God, me too. Woo! I'm thankful that love lifted me. Woo! I'm thankful that love has me. I'm thankful that love reaches deep, 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 deep down in me. So let me read this to you. I'm reading this in the CSB version of the Bible, right? It says, how happy are those whose way is blameless, who walks according to the Lord's instruction. Happy are those who keep his decrees and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in his ways. You have commanded that your precepts be diligently kept. If only my ways were to keep committed to keeping your statutes, then I would not be ashamed. When I think about all your commands, I praise you with an upright heart. When I learn your righteous judgments, I will keep your statutes and you will never abandon me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping your word. I have sought you with all my heart. Don't let me wander from your commands. I have treasured your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Lord, may you be blessed. Woo! Come on, ask him. Come on, bless the Lord. It says, Lord, may you be blessed. Teach me your statutes. Ask the Lord this morning. Say, Lord, teach me your statutes. He says, teach you my statutes. With my lips, I proclaim all the judgments from your mouth. I rejoice in the way revealed by your decrees. As much as in all riches, I will meditate on your precepts and think about your ways. I will delight in your statutes, and I will not forget your word. Come on. You should be writing some of these key things down. Lord, I will not forget your word. And then it says, deal generously with your servant. Woo! Come on. Remember me, O Lord, so that I might live. Then I will keep your word. Open my eyes so that I may contemplate wondrous things from your instruction. I am a resident alien on earth. I do not belong here. So do not hide your commands from me. I'm continually overcoming with longing for your judgments. You rebuke the arrogant, the ones under a curse who wander from your commands. Take insult and contempt. Come on. Take insult and contempt away from me. Oh, I don't take insult and contempt away from me. For I have kept your decrees. Though princes sit together, speak against me. Your servant will thank you. Woo! About your statutes. Your decrees are my delight and my counselor. This is so powerful. This is David. He says, my life is down in the dust. Give me life through your word. Woo! Come on, ask him this morning. Lord, give me life through your word. He said, I told you about my life and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Help me understand the meaning of your precepts so that I can meditate on your wonders. I am weary from grief. Woo! Any weary people? It's okay that you're weary. Do you know when you are weary, you can reach to the Lord thy God to get what you need? Come on. He said, I'm weary from grief. Strengthen me. Come on, declare that. Put that on the devotional today. Strengthen me with your word. Woo! Come on. Put that in the comments. Strengthen me with your words. Oh my God, this is Psalms 119. This is so powerful. It says, keep me, ooh, come on, keep me from the way of deceit and graciously give me your instruction. I was praying for this us this morning saying, Lord, increase our discernment. Can you say that? Increase our discernment. Ooh, Lord, increase our discernment. He says, keep me away from deceit and graciously give me your instruction. He says, I have chosen the way of truth. I have set your ordinance before me. I cling to your decrees. Lord, do not put me to shame. Woo! I told the Lord, can I give y'all just this little, I told the Lord the other day, I said, Lord, the enemy, right? I've been believing God for some things that have not yet left. And I said, Lord, I think the enemy is trying to make a mockery of you, like you're not gonna do what you said. So go ahead and remember, woo, what you said for LMJ. Ask the Lord this morning, say, Lord, I need you to remember. I need you to remember me. I need you to remember the things that you have said for April. I need you to remember the things you have said for Sandra. I need you to remember the things you said for Jeanette. I need you to remember the things you said for Patsy. He says, I've set your ordinance before me. I cling to your grace. Now, Lord, do not put me in shame. He says, I pursue the way of your commands to broaden my understanding. And one of the things we pray often on the devotional is, Lord, open the eyes, Ephesians 1, 15, 17, open the eyes of my understanding for the hope of who you have called me to be through the 21st verse. In Christ Jesus. Come on, y'all. Lord, open my eyes. Here's what he said. He said, Lord, teach me the meaning of your statutes and I will always keep way. Help me understand your instruction and I will obey it and follow it with all my heart. Matthew 6 and 33 tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Here David is saying, teach me, Lord, the meaning of your statutes. Help me understand your instruction. See, you need your discernment increased so that when you get instructions for the Lord, you can understand that you get it. You know it. He says, turn my heart. Ooh, come on. He says, follow me. He said, your instruction, I will obey it and follow it with all my heart. Help me stay on the path of your commands. Ooh, Lord God, keep me from evil. Come on. Lord God, keep me. Put it on. Help me stay on the Lord, keep me from evil. I'm not just gonna ask you to enlarge my territory. I need you to keep me from doing evil, and need you to keep me from evil coming to me. He says, help me understand your instruction, and I will obey it and follow it with all my heart. Help me stay on the path of your commands. The word of God says he's a light. Come on, y'all, and he's a lamp. His word will light your way. His word will provide even in your darkest spaces. Come on, y'all. All he needs. He says, help me stay on the path of your commands, for I take pleasure in it. Turn my heart to your decrees and not to dishonest part. David also prayed, create in me. Come on, y'all, this morning. We're getting some refreshing and some cleansing. He said, create in me a clean heart. Woo! And renew. Come on, y'all. Come on. Sometimes our heart gets clean. Sometimes our desires are not God's desires. Come on, y'all. Create in me a clean heart. Woo! And renew a steadfast spirit in me. He said, help me follow your commands. Don't let me make nothing up. Don't let me be in my own way. Peter said, be sober. Woo! Come on, y'all. Ask the Lord this morning, be sober. Peter said, be sober. Woo! Lord, I want to be sober. I want to be vigilant. I want to be steadfast. I want to be immovable. I don't want the enemy to be around like a roaring lion seeking who he devours, and I get devoured because I don't know your ways or I'm off your path. Do not allow me to get off your path. He says, turn my heart to your decrees and not to dishonest profit. Don't let me do anything the way that the world does it. He says, turn my eyes from looking at what is worthless. Come on, keep my eyes on you. Keep my eyes on you. If it ain't worth it, if it don't mean nothing to you, don't even let me set my eyes upon it. Lead me away from temptation. Come on, y'all. This is so powerful. It says, confirm what you said to your servant. Remember me. Here he goes again. He said, see, did you know if David prayed this bold and he was a man after his own heart, you can do this. He says, confirm what you said to your servant. There has been so much that God has said to us or promised to us. Confirm what you said to your servant. One of the things that I tell him all the time, I said, make me a sign for the generations. Woo! Make me a sign for my household. Make me a sign for Facebook. Make me a sign for YouTube. Make me a sign for Instagram. Come on. He says, confirm what you said to your servant, for it produces reverence for you. There's a scripture that says, hope deferred makes a heart sick. The Lord don't want us sick. So we ask him, the Lord, this morning, confirm what you said to your servant, for it produces reverence. Oh, come on. It produces reverence for you. Turn away the disgrace I dread. Indeed, your judgments are good. How long I long for your precepts. Give me life through your righteousness. And when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, guess what you got? You got life. Jesus said, hey, John 10 and 10, I ain't the thief. Woo! Jesus is not the thief. He said, hold on. You know how people be saying, well, the Lord caused that to come upon me. No, 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 no. He may have allowed it, but he didn't cause it. He is not the thief. John 10, 10, he said, I'm not the one that comes to kill, steal, or destroy. I came so you could have life, life and more abundantly. So if it's killing you and it's destroying you and it's you trying to take you out, that's not from God. Woo! So you got to look to the hills, which cometh your help. From your help come from the Lord. He says, let your faithful love. Woo! Come on, y'all. This is a psalm to be reckoned with this morning. He said, let your faithful love come to me, Lord. Your salvation as you promised. He says, then I can answer the one who taunts me. For I trust in your word. No matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, no matter what you're going through, I'm going to trust in your word. He said, never take the word of truth from my mouth, for I hope in your judgments. I will always obey your instruction forever and ever. He said, I walk freely in an open place because I study your precepts. Let me say this. I tell people all the time, well, Christianity is confining. I have never been more free since I have been in the word of God. The scripture says, Irish, he who the Son set free, ooh, is free indeed. Put that in your notes and your comments today. I am free. God's word makes me free. Jesus already paid. When it says Jesus already paid the ransom for your sins, for your mistakes and everything else, baby, that means you're already free. So it says, I will walk freely. Ooh, this is exciting me. In an open place because I study your precepts. I will speak of your decrees before kings, and I will not be ashamed. I delight in your commands, which I love. I lift up my hands to your commands, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Here he is again. Here David is again. He says, remember your word to your servant. Woo! We got to get this. He says, Sir Phil, he says, remember your word to your servant. You have given me hope through it. This is my comfort in my affliction. Your promise has given me life. Woo! The promises of God are yes and amen, and they bring life, and they bring the abundant life. He said this. He says the arrogant constantly ridicule me, but I do not turn away from your instruction. It don't matter what they say. They can call me Katina, a fool for the Lord, and I'm going to keep on being a fool. He said, the arrogant constantly ridicule me, but I do not turn away from your instructions. Lord, I remember your judgments from long ago and find comfort. Woo! There is something in remembering what God has done for you. There is something in remembering where God has brought you from. He says, Lord, I remember your judgments from long ago and find comfort. Rage seizes me because of the wicked who reject your instruction. Your statutes are the theme of my song. He's like, your words. Ooh, come on. Come on. In the beginning, John 1 was the word. The word was with God. He says, your statutes, come on, are the theme of my song during my earthly life. This is David saying, your statutes, your word leads me while I'm here. He said, Lord, I remember your name in the night and I obey your instruction. This is my practice. Remember, I told you we got to practice the word of God. It's not enough. Timothy said, be doers of the word of God. Woo! Come on. He says, Lord, I remember your name in the night and I obey your instruction. This is my practice. I obey your precepts. He'll come on the 57th verse. It says, the Lord is my portion. Woo! Y'all gonna make me shout in here. He says, the Lord is my portion. This isn't wishful thinking. Woo! Come on. This isn't wish. We're not talking about wishful thinking. This is a hope in the Lord. Ooh, come on. This is a confident expectation. Come on. You ought to write that in your notes today. I have a confident expectation. Woo! that my future, come on, put that in your notes. I have a confident expectation that my future is in the Lord. Woo, come on. I have a confident expectation that my future is in God. I have a confident expectation that my marriage will be in the Lord. I have a confident expectation that my children are in the Lord. I have a confident expectation that this ministry is in the Lord. I have a confident expectation that my businesses will be in the Lord. I have a confident expectation that this day that the Lord gave me, it'll be in the Lord. I have a confident expectation that my future, woo, come on, y'all, is in the Lord. I have a confident expectation that my health, Jordan, is in the Lord. He says, I have such a favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I thought about my ways and turned my steps back to your decrees. Father God, help us to see the ways that are not like you and turn our hearts back to you. He says, I hurry, not hesitating to keep your commands. Though the ropes of the wicked were wrapped around me, I did not forget your instruction. He like, no matter the pressure, woo, come on, yo. No matter the pressure, I'm not going to forget your instruction. He says, I rise at midnight to thank you, woo, for your righteous judgment. I'm a friend to all who fear you, to those who keep your precepts. Remember, the scripture says, good company, bad company can corrupt good morals. Psalms 1 tells us, don't be in the advice of the wicked. Here David is in Psalms 119, backing it up. I rise at midnight to thank you for your righteous judgment. I'm a friend to all who fear you, to those who keep your precepts. Lord, the earth, woo, is filled with your faithful love. Lord God, fill this earth with your love. It says, Lord, you have treated your servant well, just as you promised. Teach me good judgment and discernment, for I rely on your commands. Lord, I need your word. Lord, I need your commands. He says, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and you do what is good. Teach me your statutes. God is good. Don't let nobody tell you anything else. God is good. God is good. If anybody try to tell you anything else, they are lying. No, God is good. He says, Lord, you have treated. It says, you are good and you do what is good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant have smeared me with lies, but I obey your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are hard and insensitive, but I delight in your instruction. In Ezekiel, I think it's the 36th and 26th verse, he says, I'm going to remove from you, come on, y'all, a stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. Father God, in the name of Jesus, remove from us anything in our hearts that may be hardened through unforgiveness, through doubt, through fear, through lost hope, through anxiety, through traumatic experiences of the past. Remove from us any insensitivity, ooh, Lord God, anything that does not look like you, so that we can fully delight in your instruction. Let us walk in another level of forgiveness so we can fully delight in your instruction. It says their hearts are hard and insensitive, but I delight in your instruction. It was good for me to be afflicted. Ooh, come on. I told you the other day that whatever that trouble is, whatever that trial is, it was just transitioning you, my God, to the next place you're going. Whatever the trial, whatever the trouble is, it was just transitioning you. It was just grooming you. It was just teaching you to endure. He says, it was good for me to be afflicted so that I could learn your statutes. Instruction from your lips is better for me than a thousands of gold. James, above all wisdom. Above all, God's wisdom. Come on. His wisdom is better than anything. It says, the scripture says, it's better to get wisdom. Woo! Come on. Put that in your notes. It's better to get wisdom. It's better to get wisdom. Lord, I thank you. He says, it was good for me to be afflicted so I could learn your statutes. Instruction for your lips is better for me than a thousand of gold and silver pieces. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding. Woo! Psalms 139:16 says, he wrote books about me. Woo! So if he formed me, Frida, and he made me, Frida, then don't nobody know him better, know me better than me. So it says, your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding so that I can learn your commands. Those who fear you will see me and rejoice, for I put my hope in your word. I'm not going to put my hope in what fear shows me. I'm not going to put my hope in what anxiety shows me. I'm not going to trust my eyes. Come on, put that in your notes. I will not trust my eyes because they may deceive me. Ooh, come on. I'm not going to trust my eyes, for they may deceive me. He says, those who fear me will see me, for I put my hope in your word. I know, Lord, that your judgments are just. He's a just God. He's a good God. He's a sovereign God. He's a faith God. He said, and that you have afflicted me fairly. May your faithful love. Woo! See, you don't need comfort nowhere else. He said, may your faithful love comfort me as you promised. You can ask God, God, your faith, let your faithful love comfort me. My God, when you are grieving, let your faithful love, like let your faithful, he said, let your faithful love comfort me as you promised your servant. May your compassion, you got to understand the character and the nature of God. He says, may your compassion come to me so that I may live for your instructions in my life. Let the arrogant be put to shame for slandering me with lies. I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you, come on, yo. Those who know your degrees, may my heart be blameless regarding your statutes so that I will not be put to shame. He said, I long, woo, for your salvation. I long for what you have for me, God. Woo. I long for what you have for me, God, not for what anybody else said. Like, I long for you, what you have for me, God. He said, I put my hope in your word. My eyes may grow weary, woo, looking for what you have promised. I ask, when will you comfort me? Though I have become like a wineskin dried by smoke, I will not forget your statute. He said, no matter the pressure, I'm not going to forget what you said. Woo! He said, how many days must your servant wait? This is David just being real. When will you execute judgment on my persecutors? The arrogant have dug pits for me. They violate your instruction. All your commands are true. People persecute with me with lies. Help me. Psalms 37 also reminds us, fret not thyself unto evildoers. See, you don't need to spend a whole lot of time focused on your haters, because it said, fret not thyself unto evildoers, for they will soon be cut down like blades of grass. He said, they almost ended my life on earth, but I did not abandon your precepts. No matter the pressure, I did not abandon your precepts. He says, give me life in accordance with your faithful love, and I will obey the decree you have spoken. Lord, your word is forever. It is firmly fixed in heaven. Every promise of God is yes and amen. Every promise of God is yes and amen. Every promise of God is yes and amen. It said, your Lord, your word is forever. Your Lord, it ain't like your boss who may be good with you today and gone tomorrow. He said, your Lord, your word is forever. He said, your faithfulness is for all generations. God is not, can I tell you something? When you delight yourself in the Lord and when you make the decision to follow the Lord, he said, it's not going to be just for you. Woo! My faithfulness is going to be for the generations. I got to go. My faithfulness is changing. LaShawn, come on, T, it's changing the generations. My faithfulness is changing the generation. He said, your faithfulness is for all generations. You established the earth and it stands firm. Your judgment stand firm today, for all the things are your servants. If your instruction had not been my delight, I would have delighted in my affliction. The only reason you are here, because he delights in you as well. He said, if I didn't have your word to cling to, I'd be out of here. If I ain't had your word to cling to, I would have lost my mind. He said, I will never forget your precepts, for you have given me life through them. I am yours. Woo! Come on, David is showing us another level of intimacy. He said, I am yours. Save me. For I have studied your precepts. The wicked hope to destroy me, but I contemplate your decrees. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your command is without limits. God is without limits. Oh, you are my God. God is with you. That ought to be the moment you run. God is without limits. Ooh, he said, how I love your instruction. It is my meditation all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are always with me. I have more insight. Oh, come on, y'all. We almost through. I have more insight than all my teachers, because your decrees are my man. You can get whatever you want in this world. There is nothing like the wisdom of God. He says, I have more insight than all my teachers, because your decrees are my meditation. I understand more than the elders, because I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path to follow your word. I have not turned from your judgments, for you yourself have instructed me. How sweet is your word? Woo! How sweet is your word? It tastes in my mouth, sweeter than honey. I gain understanding from your precepts. That way, that therefore, I hate every false way. Come on, we almost wrapping it up. It says, your word, woo, Psalms 119, 105, is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. I have solemnly sworn to keep your righteous judgments. I'm severely afflicted. Lord, give me life. Come on, you ought to make that your declaration. Lord, give me life according to your word. Woo, Jesus. Lord, give me life according to your word. Lord, please accept my offerings of praise and teach me your judgment. My life is constantly in danger, yet I do not forget your instruction. The wicked have set a trap for me, but I have not wandered from your precepts. I have your decrees as a heritage forever. Indeed, they are my joy and the joy of my heart. I am resolved. Ooh, make it a resolve this morning. He said, I'm resolved to obey your statutes to the very end. I hate those that are double-minded. Come on, it says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He said, you are my shelter and my shield. I put my hope in your word. Depart from me, you evil ones. Anything that has set a trap, any person that has come to deceive me, in the name of Jesus, depart from me. He said, so depart from me, you evil ones, so I may obey my God's commands. Sustain me. Woo! This is powerful. Sustain me as you have promised, Lord. Come on, put that in your comments. Put that in your notes. Sustain me as you has promised. Come on. Some of y'all need some sustenance this morning. You need to be able to be sustained. Oh, my God. Let me give you the definition for that real quick. Sustain me, Lord. Woo! Come on. Oh, my God. Sustain me, Lord. Sustain me, Lord. When it's sustain means strengthen, come on, strengthen or support physically or mentally. Woo! See, he the ultimate counselor. Strengthen or support physically or mentally. That's what it means when God sustains you. When you undergo or suffer from something, right? God is going to comfort. Ooh, come on, y'all. He going to help. Come on, y'all. He going to assist. Come on, y'all. He going to encourage. Come on, y'all. He going to support. Come on, y'all. He going to cheer up. Come on, y'all. He going to see you through it. Ooh, come on. So sustain me as you has promised, and I will live. Do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Sustain me so I can be safe and always be concerned about your statutes. You reject all who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is a lie. You remove all the wicked on the earth as if they were dross from metal. Therefore, I love your decrees. I tremble in awe of you. I fear your judgments. Lord, let us have a fear of the Lord, not a fear of man. Woo! Lord, let us have a fear of the Lord. He says, I've done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. David, like, I'm trying. Guarantee your servant's well-being. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes grow weary looking for your salvation and for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant based on your faithful love. Teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding so that I may know your decrees. It's time. Woo! Come on. Oh, my God. It's time for the Lord to act. Woo! Come on. It's time. You ought to put that in your notes. It's time for the Lord to act on behalf of me. There's a scripture that I quote often that says, Lord, contend with those who contend with me. He says, it's time for the Lord to act, for they have violated your instructions. Since I love your commands more than gold, even the purest gold, I carefully follow all your precepts and hate every false way. Your decrees are wondrous, therefore I obey them. The revelation of your word brings light and gives understanding to the inexperienced. See, when I first came to the Lord, I thought I had to have it all together. But here he proves, he says the revelation, it's not you. It's the revelation of God's word that brings light and gives understanding to the inexperienced. He said, I open my mouth, woo, and pant because I long for your commands. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your practice towards those who love your name. You ought to turn to me, turn to Javen, turn to Jaleel, turn to Jermaine, turn to Josiah, turn to Judah, turn to Lyric, Logan, Sean. He said, turn to me and be gracious to me. Ooh, come on, put it in your notes. Lord, turn to me and be gracious to me. He said, as is your practice towards those who love your name, make my steps steady through your promise. Do not let any sin dominate me. Redeem me from human oppression, and I'm going to keep your precepts. Make your face shine on Lakeisha. Make your face shine on your servant. Oh, my God. And teach me your statute. My eyes pour out streams of tears because people do not follow your instruction. You are righteous, Lord, and your judgments are just. The decrees you issue are righteous and altogether you can trust the Lord, trustworthy. My anger overwhelms me because my foes forget your word. Your word is completely pure and your servant loves it. I am insignificant and despised, but I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Your righteousness don't tap out. Your righteousness don't run out. He said, trouble and distress have overtaken me, but your commands are my delight. Your decrees are righteous forever. Give me understanding. We cancel the assignment of depression. We cancel the assignment of suicide. We break and destroy. We command those spirits of darkness that have been trying to plot against us so that we have no hope. We command you to go now in the name of Jesus. He says, your decrees are righteous forever, giving me understanding and I will live. I call with all my heart. Answer me, Lord. I'll obey your statutes. I call to you. Save me and I'll keep your decrees. I rise before dawn and cry out for help. I put my hope in your word. I'm awake through each watch of the night to meditate on your promise in keeping with your faithful love. Hear my voice. Lord, give me life in keeping with your justice. Those who pursue evil plans come near. They are far from your instruction. You are near, Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago, I learned from your decrees that you have established forever. Here's the end. Consider my affliction and rescue me, for I have not forgotten your instruction. Champion my cause. Woo! You, whatever is going on with you right now, you should be asking the Lord, champion my cause. He says, champion my cause and redeem me. Give me life as you have promised. Salvation is far from the wicked because they do not study your statutes. Your compassions are many, Lord. Give me life according to your judgment. My persecutors and foes are many. I have not deterred from your decrees. I have seen the disloyal and feel disgust because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Lord, give me life according to your faithful love. The entirety of your word is truth. Each of your righteous judgments endures forever. Come on. Princes have persecuted me without cause, but my heart fears only your word. I rejoice over your promise like one who vast treasure. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your instruction. I praise you 7 times a day for your righteous judgment. Abundant peace belongs to those who love your instructions and nothing make them stumble. Abundant peace is promised to you. Woo! Be anxious for nothing. Everything in prayer and supplication. Make your requests known before God. And with thanksgiving, the peace that passes all understanding. You cannot pray like this and abundant peace don't come to you. That's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Abundant peace belongs to those who love your instruction. Nothing will make them stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation. Carry out your commands. I obey your decrees and love them greatly. I obey your precepts and decrees, for all my ways are before you. Lord, let my cry reach you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my plea reach you. Rescue me according to your promise. My lips pour out praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue sings about your promise, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, Lord, and your instruction in my delight. Let me live, and I will praise you. May your judgments help me. I wander like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, but I will not forget your commands. Come on, y'all. Give the Lord some praise. Lord, I thank you. I bless you. I praise you. God of promises abundant peace. Come on, y'all. For and nothing will make you stumble. I don't know about you, but that just lifted my spirit. Y'all give God some praise. Throw your hands up. Give me some hands. Give God some praise. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We pray. That was nothing but the word of God. That's all I was reading. That was Psalms 119. My God, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you that every promise, we thank you that we will obey your commands in Jesus' name. Oh, amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord God, thank you, 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 thank you. That was straight the word of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. That was so powerful this morning. Lord, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you. We magnify you, Lord God. We just thank you for your faithfulness to your people. We thank you, Lord God, that you have heard every plea and every prayer. We cry out to you to God today, God, and tell you to remember us in Jesus' name. Amen. What a way to end the week. Y'all, what a way to end the week. What a way to be moved by God. I hope you take this moment and seal it in your heart and know that God is for you and God is with you. My God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If the Lord places on your heart to partner to give to the ministry, go to the website, lmjministries.org. You can give there. Cash App us, $LMJMINISTRY. We thank you for your partnerships. Thank you for your faithful giving. Thank you for how you serve through giving in LMJ Ministries. Lord, bless the work of their hand. Multiply and increase them today in Jesus' name. Amen. Second thing is, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I promise you, it'll change. You will delight yourself in the Lord when you accept Jesus. It won't always be easy, but the Spirit of the Lord is in you and he will help you. If that's you, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my life to take away my sins. I promise to love and serve you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. This was so powerful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I feel restoration. I feel the hand of God. I feel the Lord releasing new beginnings. I feel his power on this devotional, but also working in your life today. Feel the presence of the Lord. The Lord is not slack. He will do exactly what he said and what he promised you. I love y'all. Listen, in the morning, ladies, prayer call, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to send out the information and link. If you're not on our website, you need to get linked to our website. Also, don't forget, somebody say, don't forget. Don't forget to get your copy of 30 Days of Prayer. It's a prayer journal. You want this. Don't forget, April 22nd, 2023, Girl Talk Unscripted. I'm the guest facilitator. Also, don't forget, Feed the Streets, April 22nd. We need more volunteers. We need your support. Go get connected. We love you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. Now do me a favor. Go be love today. The extension of who we are is God's love throughout this earth. See you ladies in the morning on the prayer call. I see the rest of you guys next week. Don't forget about replay Monday. See you on Tuesday. Love y'all. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for the strength in your word. Thank you, Father God, that all things are possible to those who